This episode is brought to you by IVP. When Western Christians think about God, the default image that comes to mind is usually white and male. How did that happen? In her book, When God Became White, scholar Grace G. Sun Kim explores the historical origins and theological implications of this profound myth and its harmful impact on the world. And she shows what it looks like to recover the biblical reality of a non-white, non-gendered God. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive this book for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, 1 Chronicles chapter 23 through 1 Chronicles chapter 24. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, beginning at verse 1. David organizes the Levites. When David was old and approaching the end of his life, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. David assembled all the leaders of Israel along with the priests and the Levites. The Levites, who were 30 years old and up, were counted. There were 38,000 men. David said, "Of these, 24,000 are to direct the work of the Lord's temple. 6,000 are to be officials and judges. 4,000 are to be gatekeepers. And 4,000 are to praise the Lord with the instruments I supplied for worship." David divided them into groups corresponding to the sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The Gershonites included Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan: Jehiel, the oldest, Zetham, and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei: Shelomoth, Hazil, and Haran, three in all. These were the leaders of the family of Ladan. The sons of Shimei: Jahath, Zina, Jush, and Beriah. These were Shimei's sons, four in all. Jahath was the oldest, and Ziza the second oldest. Jush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they were considered one family with one responsibility. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, four in all. The sons of Amram: Aaron and Moses. Aaron and his descendants were chosen on a permanent basis to consecrate the most holy items, to offer sacrifices before the Lord, to serve him, and to praise his name. The descendants of Moses, the man of God, were considered Levites. The sons of Moses: Gershom and Eliezer. The son of Gershom: Shebuel, the oldest. The son of Eliezer was Rehabiah, the oldest. Eliezer had no other sons, but Rehabiah had many descendants. The son of Izhar: Shelomith, the oldest. The sons of Hebron: Jeriah, the oldest. Amariah, the second. Jahaziel, the third. And Jekamim, the fourth. The sons of Uzziel: Micah, the oldest, and Ishiah, the second. The sons of Merari: Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli: Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died without having sons. He had only daughters. The sons of Kish, their cousins, married them. The sons of Mushi: Mahli, Eder, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the descendants of Levi according to their families, that is, the leaders of families as counted and individually listed, who carried out assigned tasks in the Lord's temple and were 20 years old and up. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given his people rest and has permanently settled in Jerusalem, so the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the items used in its service." According to David's final instructions, the Levites, 20 years old or older, were counted. Their job was to help Aaron's descendants in the service of the Lord's temple. They were to take care of the courtyards, the rooms, ceremonial purification of all holy items, and other jobs related to the service of God's temple. They also took care of the bread that is displayed, the flour for offerings, the unleavened wafers, the round cakes, the mixing, and all the measuring. They also stood in a designated place every morning and offered thanks and praise to the Lord. They also did this in the evening, and whenever burnt sacrifices were offered to the Lord on the Sabbath and at new moon festivals and assemblies, a designated number were to serve before the Lord regularly in accordance with regulations. They were in charge of the meeting tent and the holy place and helped their relatives, the descendants of Aaron, in the service of the Lord's temple. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. David organizes the priests. The divisions of Aaron's descendants were as follows. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died before their father did. They had no sons. Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. David, Zadok, a descendant of Eleazar, and Ahimelech, a descendant of Ithamar, divided them into groups to carry out their assigned responsibilities. The descendants of Eleazar had more leaders than the descendants of Ithamar, so they divided them up accordingly. The descendants of Eleazar had 16 leaders, while the descendants of Ithamar had 8. They divided them by lots, for there were officials of the holy place and officials designated by God among the descendants of both Eleazar and Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, wrote down their names before the king. The officials, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the leaders of the priestly and Levite families. One family was drawn by lot from Eleazar, and then the next from Ithamar. The first lot went to Jehoreb, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Serim, the fifth to Malkijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshabib, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Chazir, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Bethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maziah. This was the order in which they carried out their assigned responsibilities when they entered the Lord's temple, according to the regulations given them by their ancestor Aaron, just as the Lord God of Israel had instructed him. Remaining Levites, the rest of the Levites included Shubal from the sons of Amram, Jediah from the sons of Shubal, the firstborn Yeshaiah from Rehabiah, the sons of Rehabiah, Shelomoth from the Izharite, Jahath from the sons of Shelomoth, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, and Jekamim the fourth, the son of Uzil, Micah, Shemir from the sons of Micah, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, Zechariah from the sons of Ishiah, the sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi, the son of Josiah, Bino, the sons of Merari, from Josiah, Bino, Shilham, Zakur, and Ibri, from Mali, Eliezer, who had no sons, from Kish, Jaramil, the sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jerimoth. These were the Levites listed by their families. Like their relatives, the descendants of Aaron, they also cast lots before King David. Zadok, Ahimelech, the leaders of families, the priests, and the Levites, the families of the oldest son, cast lots along with those of the youngest. Your word is true. New Testament reading, John chapter 12, verses 37 through 50. The outcome of Jesus' public ministry foretold. Although Jesus had performed so many miraculous signs before them, they still refused to believe in him, so that the word of the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled. He said, "Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" For this reason, they could not believe, because again Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, so that they would not see with their eyes and understand with their heart, and turn to me, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw Christ's glory and spoke about him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess Jesus to be the Christ, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue, for they loved praise from men more than praise from God. Jesus' final public words. Jesus shouted out, "The one who believes in me does not believe in me, but in the one who sent me. And the one who sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not obey them, I do not judge him. For I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not accept my words has a judge. The word I have spoken will judge him at the last day. For I have not spoken from my own authority, but the Father himself who sent me has commanded me what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Thus the things I say just as the Father has told me. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Father God, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. Thank you. The importance, O God, of just even having plans, O God, for the end of our lives, O Lord God. Knowing, O Lord God, that we have to be able to pass the torch on, O God, to others, O God, and being prepared to set people up well in order to serve the Lord well and to be able to run their race, O Lord God, for Jesus well, O Lord God. Thank you for that example, O God, there that we read there in the Old Testament, O God, of who was designated to do what, O God, and they knew exactly what they were to do. Thank you for that, O Lord God. Would you help us, O God, to live with eternity in view and always be prepared, O God, to be able to pass on the torch, O God, of ministry, O God, to those who are coming behind us, O God. Would you help us, O God, to make sure that we are preparing and mentoring and discipling, O God, new believers, younger believers, O Lord God, teaching them the ways of the Lord and teaching them, O God, to stir up the gifts, O God, and helping them to sharpen and cultivate their gifts, O Lord God, so that they can be used for your glory, O God, and for the edification of the church, O Lord God. And would you help us, O Lord God, as we see here, O God, in the New Testament, would you help us not to love the praise of men more than the praise of God? Help us, O God, to never be ashamed to profess our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because of what people might say, of what people in an authority might say, because of what maybe our friends or even family might say. Oh Lord God, would you help us, oh God, to be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Would you help us, oh Lord God, to live boldly and congruently, oh Lord God, as Christians, oh Lord God? Would you help us to walk, O God, circumspectly in this world, O Lord, and help us to shine our light, O Lord God, in this dark, dark world, O Lord. Be glorified, be magnified, O Lord, and help us, O Lord God, to continue to look out with a spirit of expectation, waiting for Christ's return. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.